High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, Dins Country Meats, and Armbruster Motor Company.
Good afternoon. It's time for high school football playoff action on KTNC. Today, Fall City Sagerhart hosting the Osmond Tigers. For Sagerhart, well, they expect to be here. They've won 7 in a row after a season-opening loss to Lord Central Catholic. Sagerhart, this is their 35th consecutive year in the playoffs, which is an ongoing state record. Their 38th overall appearance in the high school football playoffs, which is third all-time. And in those last 35 years, the Irish have won 8 state titles. The Irish, again, 35 straight playoff appearances for Osmond. They're no strangers to the playoffs. They've been in the playoffs 6 of the last 7 years, but only one time have they picked up a win in those 7 years. They beat Dunn Odell back in 2018. So they get here. They intend to do some damage, and are a pretty good football team. I had a chance to visit with both of the coaches about today's matchup. We'll begin with the coach from Osmond coming up after this timeout, then a visit with Sagerhart coach Doug Gold. So back with a visit with the coaches after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC. You're listening to Irish Playoff Football.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of the cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
Dins Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dins Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dins Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dins Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey volleyball fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout out for going the extra mile goes to the Hiawatha Redhawks volleyball squad led by senior Clara Lindstrom. Congratulations on your 34-3 record this far and your top 5 ranking in the state. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, best of luck in the postseason.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Poppy Realty and Management is holding a land auction Thursday, November 18th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, 1417 Stone Street. For sale is 340 acres sold in 2 parcels. One parcel is 40 acres, the other is 305. These are extremely productive soils located 7 miles east of Fall City or 1 mile west and 1 mile south of Rulo. You won't find a better property in today's market. Call Brian or Sherry at Poppy Realty and Management for a sales packet with all the details.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Now we're going to start a visit with the coaches this afternoon, and we're going to visit with Coach Wyatt Shuttler, head coach of the Osmond Tigers. Coach, congratulations. Get into the playoffs. It's tough, and I know up in the area that you guys are in, there's a lot of tough, good football up there.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell me about your Tigers this year. Coming into this ball game here, tell me what we're going to see today. Let's talk offense first. What are we going to see out of your Tigers on offense today?
We got pretty good quarterback there, Patrick Vincent. He's had a really good year. He's averaging about 100 yards throwing a game, it seems like. Pretty good on the ground. He can, sometimes, you know, when he's getting in a pinch, he gets out of there. He's kind of a pretty good mobile guy for the most part. Got a great receiver in Ryan Smith, number 12 there on our team. He's, I don't want to say he's the go-to guy. It seems like he helps bail Patrick out once in a while and help kind of move us down the field. So kind of between those two guys, and then of course we got Alex Vincent and Brian Sorzano there in the backfield. Pretty good little running backs for us too, so see what we can do with them.
All right. Let's talk about the defensive side of the football then, what we see today.
We got pretty good little, I mean, we're pretty young on the defensive side. Bunch of juniors, kind of some younger guys in the backfield there, playing linebacker and safety and stuff. So, you know, pretty good at putting pressure on. I wouldn't call it, you know, the top team, of course, in the state or anything with it, but, you know, we might get back there and give them a little scare, make them scramble out of the pocket, is kind of what we're hoping, and just chase them down, see what we can get down with them.
Matchup size wise with Sacred Heart today, size wise, speed wise, how do you feel about that?
We got kind of a shorter little team. You know, not real tall or anything by any means, but I think speed wise, we should be pretty evenly matched. Size wise, Sacred Heart might have us a little bit there.
As far as the Irish, I'm sure you've seen what they do. When we talk to coaches about playoffs, they talk about Doug Goltz, and they talk about this massive playbook he must have. What do you expect out of them today? Run, pass? What do you think?
I expect it to be a little bit of both. You know, I don't know. I'd probably think maybe a little more heavy pass wise, but you know, they got the quarterback there. He's pretty good, and I know he'll make things happen on the ground if we can't, you know, get to him or we're, you know, taking away his passing lane. So I'm expecting to see, honestly, maybe a little more running just from him making things work on the ground. I think he's a really good athlete. You know, we've been preaching to the kids all week, you know, can't give him too much time or he'll make things work that we don't want working. So I hats off to Sacred Heart. They're a good team. So
every year by the time you reach game number 8 or 9, every team's got bumps and bruises and things like that. Have you had a pretty good year avoiding injuries or coming in a little dinged up?
We've had a couple injuries here and there. We'll be pretty good for the most part. Maybe a couple kids, they weren't able to make the full season the way they would like to. But I think, you know, this time of the year, surprisingly, we were able to stay pretty healthy. We should come in with a pretty full team for once. So
I guess whenever we get to playoff time, we get these road trips going. We always ask about the trip, or if we travel, we get asked about the trip. What's your day like for your Osmond Tigers today as far as leaving and driving to Fall City? How long does it take you?
Yeah, it actually takes 4 hours, right around 4 hours. So up early, you know, have a good breakfast with the team, and then I think they're in school for an hour or so, and we're dismissing and hitting the road. So long travel day for us.
Yeah, the only real downside to making the playoffs sometimes is road trips, it looks like.
Yeah.
Coach, I guess if you would just give us a couple of keys to the game if things are going well for Osmond today.
Things are going well. You know, we're containing the run game a little bit, and we're making them throw, and hopefully covering over top pretty well. We're also able to pound some things up the middle with our running backs. And if they're not, I mean, obviously it's the reverse. If things aren't going well, we're not doing any of those things good, so.
Okay. Coach, thanks for taking the time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game today.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with St. Heart coach Doug Goltz as the Irish getting ready this afternoon to start the playoffs. Coach, congratulations. We start this way every year and we get to the playoffs. It's just a testament to your program you've built. I forget how many years in a row now, 35, 36 in a row. Never gets old, though, does it?
No. I mean, we're excited. The regular season went really fast this year. I'm not sure if it's because of the good weather or what, but it flew by, and now we're to the playoffs, and it's always exciting to be in the football playoffs.
Your football team from week one loss to where it is now, obviously they're much better now. Is it getting where you thought they would be by this time of the year?
Yeah, I mean, I like the fact that we've developed some depth. We can sub in a few guys, so we don't just play guys, which is always good. We're healthy, which is great, and then you just hope you can continue that and play your best football now.
You've got the thing you need to start with. I mean, the line play is always where everything goes, but when you've got a senior quarterback as talented as Jacob Jordan, he can do a lot of different things. That's always nice to have as a coach.
Yeah, I think we have a smart team, and then Jacob's experience really is what is a big difference maybe between us and some other teams. We can make adjustments on the fly. He can make adjustments on the fly. And it's just hard to defend us because we've got a quarterback that can just take off and run at any time. And he's pretty elusive, and he's got good speed.
And the defense has given up some points, but not too bad at eight-man football, less than 20 a game.
Yeah, I think our defense has gotten better. We haven't seen what I would call the real big, powerful team that might give us some trouble. I mean, we've got some good size ourselves, but, you know, each round of the playoffs, you're going to be going up against teams that are more and more physical with size and strength. So it'll be interesting to see if we can get by this first one. You know, Osmond doesn't have a lot of size, but they've got some good skill players and a lot of experience back. Mm-hmm. So this first game is really a little bit tougher maybe than some of our first rounds of the past years. Our seed isn't very high. And we're playing a team that's got four wins, where some of the years it's been only a 2-6 or a 3-5 team, maybe that first round.
And their schedule's been awfully tough. I think we said this morning 6 of their 8 opponents are in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, their district was really tough. Some pretty even teams there. But, yeah, they've played a quality schedule. And like I said, they've got some returners back. Their quarterback's a 4-year starter.
What do we expect out of them on offense today?
Well, it looks like the last half of the season they've really thrown the ball a lot more than they did earlier. I think that's going to be a big key is can we get after their quarterback and then do our DBs cover well? And then defensively, they kind of sit back in a two-man front with 6 linebackers and DBs dropping in coverage. So we're going to have to be patient. We're not going to maybe get some of the big plays that we do normally, and we're probably just going to need to make sure we run the ball against that kind of set.
What's that do for your offensive line? They've only got 2 guys up there. You've got them kind of outnumbered at the point of attack. How do you work that?
Yeah, I mean, that was an emphasis in practice this week. It's maybe just not your normal look, so our guys that are uncovered and don't have anyone right over them on the line of scrimmage, they need to go down and make some downfield blocks. It'll be interesting to see how they defend us. I mean, we've tried to watch what they've done against other teams that run similar formations. But until we really get in the game, we won't know what adjustments we need to make. But I think running the ball is going to be big for us.
Mm-hmm. And you can't look past today, certainly with this Osmond team. They're 4-4, as we said, coming in and played some good competition. As we look down, if you were to win the ball game today, the road through the playoffs this year looks pretty tough.
Yeah, our seed isn't very good. I mean, we're like a 5 seed in the East right now, and then when they reseed the 16 teams, if we win Thursday, we're not even going to be in the top 8. So most likely we'll be on the road against a pretty good opponent.
All right, Coach, we'll let you go. Thanks for taking time to visit with us, and good luck to the Irish today.
Thank you.
Back with the rest of our pregame show coming up after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what course is transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Good afternoon, everybody, from Jake Brown Stadium. It's time for Class D2 High School Football Playoff action today on KTNC 107.1 FM, 1230 AM, and on the World Wide Web at MSCSports.net. You can tune in, hit the listen live button, and the game available anywhere in the world if you like to listen to the Irish football game today against the Auburn Tigers. Good afternoon, I'm John Nixon, along with Troy Nelson here today. On Troy, what is a beautiful fall day, but the higher you climb at Jake Brown Stadium, the windier and colder it gets.
And when you're in the shade, it doesn't help either. But yes, beautiful day, 56 degrees and sunny. If you're out there in the sun, I bet it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's not bad. Boy, I started climbing up here to get ready for the ball game a while ago, and I went, huh, it's getting windier the higher I go, and colder the higher I go, so nice day to be inside, but
yes.
Beautiful day for football. The wind may be a factor. We'll see how much these teams want to pass as this day progresses. So both teams out there say aren't getting their final warm-ups in. Auburn over on the far sideline getting ready. Final instructions from their coach over there. That is Coach Wyatt Scheffler as they get ready. Troy, let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups here today. Start with the offense for Auburn. They will go with this group. The ends will be Xander Brown, 185 and a sophomore, and Ryan Schmidt, 145 and a senior. Up front, at the guard, Zach Rykowski, 210-pound junior, and Reese Hanna, 205-pound junior. And the man in the middle center is Caden Winger, 190-pound junior. In the backfield, Patrick Vincent, the quarterback, 170-pound senior. Their running backs will be Alex Vincent, 160-pound junior, and Brian Sorizano, a 170-pound senior. I also expect the time we'll see Hunter Buchanan in there today, 135-pound sophomore for the Tigers. As far as you got their defensive starters here, Troy, a list of them? Oh, we're going to do that. Okay. All right. While we do that, we're going to have a break here for the National Anthem. They're going to play that. Then we will come back and we will check in with the rest of the starters on KTNC.
Marlin City Supply. We take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore. We've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for
your home or your family. Yes, it's true. Farmin' City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
He's on the 30. He's on the 20. He's on the 10. It's a touchdown.
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Falls City and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hi, Becker. Jake Brown's team. Now, Troy, good eye. I didn't see it all lined up for the national anthem, so I'll let you talk about the defensive starters here for the Auburn Tigers.
All right, for the Auburn Tigers in their visiting white jerseys with orange numbers. Number 2, Brian Solorzano. 7, Alexander Brown. 12, Ryan Schmidt. 15, Patrick Vincent. 23, Hunter Buchanan. 24, Alex Vincent. 27, Jackson Vincent. And number 35, Reese Hanna.
Offensively today for the Irish, Doug Gorse would go with the same lineup. It's been successful for 7 games in a row. In the backfield, fullback Tyler Cowell, 186 in the senior, Evan Keithley, 170-pound junior in the backfield, and at end. Quarterback is Jacob Jordan, 154-pound senior. Starting end is Sam Dunn, 151 in junior. Jake Freshel, 150-pound senior, and up on the front. Guard, Zachary Keithley, 192-pound senior, and Derek Terrell, 227-pound senior. And at center, Toby Knoppel, 219-pound senior. Joe Simon, another player we'll see in there at end of the day for the Irish when they have the ball.
All right, your defensive starters for your home team, Irish, in their green jerseys and white tops. Defensive end, number 25, Bergen McAdoo. Nose guard, number 68, Derek Sherong. Defensive end, number 24, Joe Siling. Linebacking crew will be number 33, Tyler Catlin. Number 14, Evan Keithley. And your defensive backs will be number 35, Jake Freshel. Number 12, Sam Dent. And number 9, Jacob Jordan.
The team that's been introduced to the crowd on hand here today, and pretty good crowd, and but our crowd will be somewhat limited today, Troy. The old joke used to be we always say hi to all the men that shipped out and ships at sea, but today we say hello to everybody out there in the combines, the semis, the grain wagons, because this is no time to stop according to the weather forecast. I'm sure there's some guys out there today hard at it, listening in instead of watching the Irish play this afternoon. So we welcome you. The toss was won by Osmond. They deferred to the second half, so they will kick it off toward the north end zone here to begin the ball game to the Irish today. And try to tell us, I've been dealing with Coach Shoulder. He said one thing that really surprised me. He said, we want to shut down the Irish run game and force them to pass.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if you look at the numbers, Okay. But every time you put Jacob Jordan back in a passing situation, you're just asking for trouble because he can throw it. And when he's not throwing it,
he's
maybe 40 yards down the field where you see him again.
Yes.
So So that surprised me a little bit.
Last night at Diller, or last night, last week at Diller, he would get through that front line and he was gone.
Yeah.
He was phenomenal on his feet.
The kicker will be, on here, Xander Brown. That beat Lee Keithley for the Irish. Here, the kickoff. It's an end-over-end kick, and Freshel's got it at the 5-yard line, 10, 15, 20. He breaks to the middle. He's got some open room to the sideline, 30, 35, 40. Still on his feet into Alden territory, all the way down to the 35-yard line to start the game for Sacred Heart.
Ryan Schmidt brings it down, but not until he crosses midfield, and the ball's going to be spotted right at the 45-yard line of Osmond. 35.
I understand. You look at them big white numbers out there. They say 40, 50, 40. Eight-man football this afternoon. And the Irish come out lined up in a shotgun set. One back in the backfield, receiver to either side of the field on first and 10. It's an option. They give it to Callum straight up the middle. And the Irish fullback, the power is right. You're very close to a first down on the first play of the ball game.
Patrick Benson, your senior in on the tackle for the Tigers.
He got exactly what he needed, 10 yards to the 25-yard line, so a first down on the first play of the game for Sacred Heart. The Irish run it on first down. There we go again. Shotgun set, and it's a run-pass option. Quarterback keeper Jordan gets past the line of scrimmage and gets hit. He'll be dropped right at the 20-meter, 19-yard line, pick up a 6 on second down.
And brother Alex Benson, your junior, gets in on the tackle this time for Osmond.
Play coming in from the Irish sideline with Sam Dunn. The ball stays this time pretty much in the middle of the field. Wind out of north. Say yard, if they throw it, they've got it their back here in the first quarter. Split man wide to the left side of the field is Keithley, and up the middle of Catlin again. He'll have the first down and more. He'll be inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. It will be a gain of about 6 more.
First down.
Patrick Benson in on the tackle there that time. Again, enough for the first down for the Irish.
So the ball's down to the 13-yard line. 3 plays, 22 yards on the ground for Sacred Heart here. This time, they'll bring receiver wide right, the slot man, and Keithley in the backfield this time. Pitch play to Keithley. He gets around two defenders. He's got room, and he's into the end zone. And the Irish take a quick 6-0 lead. A minute 32 into the ball game. Evan Keithley from 13 yards out picks up the 6 for Sacred Heart. So the Irish with a quick 6-0 lead here. And now Osmond try to stop them getting the 2-point conversion. We have seen these become bigger and bigger this year with games that lose by 2 or 4, and these extra points are just critical. Run pass option is a quarterback keeper. Nice job by the Tiger defense to get Jacob Jordan down in the backfield. 6-0, the Irish lead. We're back in 30 seconds on TTNC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders to quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Ted Brown Stadium. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. CJ Kintoshi in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. With 10:28 left in the first quarter, a 13-yard run by Evan Keithley capped the 4-play, 35-yard drive. The PAT failed. Irish 6-0.
Logan Nocco teed out of the 30-yard line for the Irish. The man back deep is going to be Ryan Schmidt. He'll stand back at his own goal line. Nocco hits his ball halfway deep. That's going to sail out of the south end of the stadium.
Might be a field goal.
It might be all the way out to 14. Oh, man.
Yep.
There he goes. He did not get a field goal, but he was 2 or 3 yards past the end zone. Get a little wind at his back, and it's really going to sail. So
he was on target for the field goal, but about 10 yards short.
Osmond at their own 15-yard line will start the drive with 10:28 to go in the first quarter, find himself in a 6-0 hole here to start the ball game. Alex Vinson, the running back, he'll be beside the quarterback. That is Patrick Vinson. And straight ahead, the ball goes, and there's not much running room for Patrick Vinson. Kept it. And he'll have very short yardage on first down, maybe a foot or two.
Your nose guard, Derek Schwong, in on that tackle with some help by Brogan Nachtigall.
Second and 10. Nose the football just passed. That will give him a yard. First play of the game, let's give him a yard. Second and 9, we'll call it. And the pistol set again. Split man on the right side. Snap it back. Quarterback looking. He's throwing up the field. Turn around, and it is over the defender and just a little bit past the receiver. That could have been trouble for the Irish. That ball got up the field, and the defense stopped trying to jump, and it went past him.
You know, and again, if you look at the Irish, and judging by last week's Diller-Odell game, the only flaw in the defense is their secondary, because Diller had two long passes on them.
Yeah, 73-14, and Coach Gold said they scored their 14 points against the number one defense early in the ballgame.
Yeah.
Man in motion going from the left to the right, and Vincent's going to unload again at the field, and he is knocked down over there. He played defensively by Sam Dunn that time.
Yeah, Sam doing a great job coverage there, and just ball sailed a little bit to the outside, and Sam just knocking it down for an incomplete pass.
Well, now you've got fourth down and long. It will be Jake Freshler to drop back and receive a punt for Sacred Heart. Punt will be into the wind here, and I believe that will be Brian Sarzano. Excuse me. You can't tell you how to pronounce it, isn't it, Troy? And the punt rolls out of bounds. Sure. It'll be in Harvin territory at their 37-yard line. It'll go to the 21-yard punt out of bounds, say, our football, first and 10.
And watching that snap and that punt, it didn't look great, but again, he had two green jerseys in his face when he tried to get rid of it.
9:41 to go in quarter number one. The Irish up 6-0. They've got the ball for the second time. Split fresh wide to the left side of the field. We've got Keith Lee on your right side. And the Irish will drop back. Jordan looking. He's got all day. He scrambles left. He cuts up the field. They catch him. They lose him. He's got the first down. He's still going. He's backed up. Finally pushed out of bounds just shy of the 20-yard line.
Looks like we got Patrick Vinson and Ryan Schmidt shoving him out of bounds on the far side.
So they will take the ball down. Just spotting out, what, 21-yard line? So that will go as a 16-yard gain for the Irish quarterback. He is busy sneaking up on a 1,000-yard rushing season. 851 yards, I believe, coming to the ballgame today. Here we go. Split to either side, right into the fullback. Catlin goes outside. He turns the corner. He is hit about the time he gets to the first down marker. Runs through a defender and out of bounds, where the Irish are down inside the 10-yard line.
Again, Tyler hitting that corner and just blew through one tackler and got down for about 10 yards before he shoved out of bounds by Xander Brown.
We'll spot the ball at the 9?
Yep, 9 yards.
12-yard gain there, another Irish first down. First and goal, Jordan gives the ball off, and they've got Cal around the jersey. That slows him up to let a couple more defenders get there. He's inside the 5 and down close to the 3 or 4 yard line.
Alex Vinson coming up from his linebacker position to hit him and bring him down.
6 yard gain on the play for the Irish fullback. You got to be loving. Tyler don't get that many opportunities to carry the football, so you got to be a happy camper right now. Carried four times already. That might be about his average per game.
He's correct.
In the pistol, Jordan looking. He's throwing a bullet and a nice defensive play on the pass intended for Sam Dunn.
Hunter Bachman in on the coverage there for Osmond. And again, as you said, John, doing a great job lunging forward at the goal line there to break up that pass.
The wind
is shifting around.
Shifting around out of the south. Yeah.
Judging by those flags on your field goal.
Yeah, we're going to go the other way, yeah. So they put out of the south now. So now, this time it's Simon wide right, Keith to the left, and Jordan says, look, there's a hole, and he squeaks through that hole, and into the end zone he goes from 3 yards out, and the Irish have a quick 12, nothing to lose, 8:41 to go here in quarter number one. 12-0 Sacred Heart. Five-way drive. You can't give the Irish a short field like they did on that punt at Osmond.
Right.
37-yard drive and five plays. So you're now for the two-point try. Catlin in the backfield, Freshel. In tight on the right side, two men wide to the left, and Jordan keeps it. Jordan finds room to the outside and sprints into the end zone for the try. It's 14-0 Sacred Heart. We're back in 30 seconds on KPNC.
Hey, volleyball fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Hiawatha Redhawks volleyball squad led by senior Clara Lindstrom. Congratulations on your 34-3 record this far and your top five ranking in the state. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, best of luck in the postseason.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Falls City, Nebraska. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. With 8:41 left in the first quarter on a three-yard run by Jacob Jordan. Capped a five-play, 37-yard drive, and Jacob Jordan goes in for the two-point conversion to make it 14-0, Falls City Sacred Heart.
Well, not good way to kick the ball away again at the 30-yard line. Again, if you're just joining us, it's 8-man football day on KTNC. The Irish and the Osmond Tigers, the opening round of the Class B2 high school football playoffs. Osmond 4-4, the Irish 7-1. Not to go ready to win now. Kind of against him in a little cross, and he hits this one like a top. It's caught by one of the upmen at about the 9-yard line, a knuckleball, and coming back up the field. And a nice return out across the 20. Moving up there that time is going to be the running back, Sorozano. And it was a pretty good field position here.
Yeah.
For the Tigers.
Joe Simon in on the tackle there for the Irish. Again, the ball is going to be spotted close to the 36-yard line of, 26.
27.
Gosh, dang. I might get this right when this game
is done. Don't look at those big numbers out there. One back in the backfield. The quarterback tries to sneak it over the left side, and Patrick Benson finds nothing but green jerseys after a yard, maybe two on the play.
Tyler Catlin from his linebacking position met him right at the line of scrimmage and maybe gets 1 yard on that carry.
Second down and long. Here come the Tigers over the football. They'll split their end. Schmidt wide to the right, and we've got a man over here on the near left side, Sorozano. Now a quick pass to the right side, caught over there, and moving up the field close to a first down is going to be Ryan Schmidt.
Sam Dunn in on the coverage for the Irish and drives them out of bounds. They're going to be about 1 yard shy of that first down, though.
Pick up about six on the play. Third down, two. Spot the ball on the 35-yard line.
35.
Now we're going to bring a pistol set with a running back behind the quarterback. Now he goes up under center. Split man to the left side. They try a quarterback sneak. And they didn't fool anybody. The Irish get him down after he might have got a yard on the play. He'll bring up fourth down in about a yard.
Joe Simon and Derek Schwong in on the tackle for the Irish. Brings up fourth down and less than one.
Cigar might have a little more size up on that defensive line than dissolved on the offensive line. Tried to sneak that up there. And here you go, down 14-0, fourth down and one. Try to draw them off sides. They're not going to line up for a punt. Dangerous play here. Split man to the left side. Quarterback with a long snap count. Offensive lineman went down to a knee. Now they're going to call timeout, I think. They do. With 7:14 to go in the first quarter, it's 14-0 Sacred Heart. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Poppy Realty and Management is holding a land auction Thursday, November 18th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, 1417 Stone Street. For sale is 340 acres sold in two parcels. One parcel is 40 acres, the other is 305. These are extremely productive soils located 7 miles east of Fall City or 1 mile west and 1 mile south of Rulo. You won't find a better property in today's market. Call Brian or Sherry at Poppy Realty and Management for a sales packet with all the details.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Parliament has a fourth down and one at their own 35-yard line. And they look like they're going to come out and go for this.
Yeah.
If you don't make this trouble. The Irish already up 14-0.
Yeah.
Less than halfway through the first quarter here. Quarterback Patrick Vincent with a running back on his left hip, a receiver wide to either side of the field, takes a snap, looks a quick throw, and is batted down by the Irish over there on the left side. Can't throw that guy.
I'm going to guess that was Joe Simon out there on that end, and he caught up just enough and batted it down for an incomplete pass.
I think, Troy, it might have been Derek Strong. I'm not sure. But he's the one over there. I know you don't throw over him. You got those guys on the end. It's hard to throw him around.
Yeah. Schwann in the nose guard. He's 7'5" probably with his wings.
No doubt. Say hard at the Allman 35-yard line, first and 10. A little pitch forward. It'll be a pass to Keithley. He is juking and jiving, moving forward. He's inside the 30, down around the 26, about a yard short of the first down.
Hunter Buchanan coming up from his defensive back position to put the hit on him, but enough for an 8-yard gain, so second down now for the Irish.
Spot the ball down to the 27-yard line. Play coming in with Sam Dunn from the sideline. The Irish user in to alternate the plays in. Simon splits wide left, Keithley on the near right side. That's the short side of the field. Nobody in the backfield with Jordan. Jacob puts Keithley in motion, and he's going to run right up the middle, and he gets by the line. He cuts left, he cuts right, and it's a race to the end zone, and Jacob Jordan doesn't lose very many races, and he wins this one, 27 yards, the Irish on the board again. So, Jacob Jordan with his second touchdown on the ground today. Sacred Heart now at 99 yards on the ground here in the first quarter. And a 20 to not be late. It's all going well for the Irish, and it is not fun right now for those kids. On the Auburn side,
a cheetah. Wow. Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the triple play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jud Brown Stadium here. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or West End in Fall City. With 6:24 left in the first quarter on a 27-yard run by your quarterback, Jacob Jordan. Two plays, 35 yards, two-point conversion failed, 20-0 Irish.
Say Hart will ready to kick it away here again. Teeing it up at the 30-yard line. Kick it left to right as we look at it toward the south goal line here. In quarter number one this afternoon. 20-0 the Irish lead. Now the wind back straight out of the north. So Noggle will have the wind at his back this time. He emerges the football and boom. Oh, it's a low bouncer picked up at the 10. 15-20, and a big hit down there by the Irish at the 25-yard line where the ball will come to a stop.
Looks like we got Will Ewers in on the tackle for the Irish. Ball is going to be spotted. I'm not going to look at those big white numbers. I'm going to let you call it. First down.
25-yard line. Yep, we're on that line. There you go. First down and 10. But now, if you are Auburn, you've got to come up with something here. They got a running back inside the quarterback. They split him to either side of the field on first and 10. Quarterback Vincent looking for some place to go. Oh, my. There is nowhere to go. It's a big green leg.
Yeah.
Came right through the line. He moved around a little bit to the left and right back there, and he'll lose two on the play.
Evan Keithley and Bergen not to go in on the tackle for the Irish, and not to go your defensive end. He stayed home doing exactly what he was supposed to do, and that quarterback sneakily came around the corner, and he saw a big Bergen, and he said, oh, boy.
Yeah, best place for me is on the ground.
Yeah.
If I go there myself, it won't hurt. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. We bring him in wide the near left side of the field. That is Byron Sorzano. Split him in to the right. One running back in there, and the quarterback Vincent drops, throws to Sorzano. It's complete. He'll be back to the original line of scrimmage, and maybe one more yard. He'll pick up about three on the pass play.
Jacob Jordan in on the coverage for the Irish and doing a great job of blanking him. And as soon as he caught it, Jordan brought him down.
I'll bring up third down.
So third down and nine. Maybe eight. Give him a couple on the play. Give him 4 yards on that play. 10 yards in the air now for the Tigers. And third down at eight. Fake the handoff. And Vincent looking. Unloads up the field. He's got a man that breaks open. And it's in and out of his hand as he is pedaling. Incomplete at the Irish 17-yard line.
Jake Fresh went on the coverage for the Irish. And again, doing what he needed to do to disrupt the vision and the flow of how that pass was going, because it looked like it was a pretty good pass.
We got fourth down.
So Lozano back in bunt formation. He'll stand back at around his own 17-yard line. He'll take it there. He runs to the right, and boy, he just got that over Simon.
Yeah.
And the ball out of bounds on the far side. Cross midfield, and they will start at the 30. They're walking back to the 35-yard line where the Irish will have the football. First down and 10, that will go as a 18-yard punt. So the Irish get the short field here at their own 35, leading 20-0. We've got 4:48 left here in quarter number one. So Say Hart throws the football now, lining up the eye. Cal behind him will be Keithley. Turn, give the ball to Evan Keeley. Oh, good defense there. They spin around like a washing machine about three times there, dropping for a loss of about a half a yard.
Looks like we got Patrick Benson and Ryan Schmidt in on the tackle for Osmond.
Best defensive play of the day, best play period for all of them so far right there. There comes Sam Dunn in with the play. Bright sunshine, wind, a little cool, not terrible.
Not terrible.
Could be a whole lot worse the next 4 or 5 weeks. High set, give it again to Keithley, right up the middle. That bounces outside to the 40 into Olivan territory, and he'll be short of the first down by a yard or so.
All right, we're going to have me pronounce this name. Zach Rakowski in on the tackle for
Rakowski, very good.
Rakowski.
Very good.
Whew. Man.
Got nine in the play. Second down, third down, a yard to go. Ball. Sheen to the right side of the field. Clock at 3:37. Count down here in the first quarter. So you are up 20-0. Eyes set. Turn. Give it to Keeley again. Third straight carry. First down this time. He'll be inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. He'll have a gain on the play. All about seven.
Linebacker Alex Vinson coming up for the tackle for Osmond. But again, enough for the first down for the Irish. Ball's going to be spotted right around the 30-yard line.
Pick up a seven. First and 10, Say Hart. Doug Gretz has pulled out the old playbook here. Double tie him in wide to right. Now, again, Keith, with his four straight carry, moving to the right. Then way over, moves to the left, and I think he got another 10 or 12 yards there. From the 27, he's inside. That's going to be down to the 17, so he got just 10.
Ryan Schmidt and Alex Vinson in on the tackle for Osmond, but again, enough for the first down for the Irish.
Turn, hand the ball off, let TV run right, let him run left.
Yep.
Four straight plays of that here. Clock moves with 2:38 to go in period number one. Now, all of a sudden, what's going to pop out of this formation? Done wide to the right. High set. And Jordan back to pass. He looks. Now he's scrambling. He looks left. He comes back to the right. He turns the corner. He's still on his feet and ran out of bounds inside the 15-yard line.
Let's
see where they spot him out at. He'll be down to the 12-yard line, a gain of about five.
Patrick Vinson doing his job, shoving him out of bounds and just trying to stick with him. And again, Patrick doing a decent job, and again, limited into 5 yards.
Could date myself with a friend, Harry, and you said, well, if you miss him, he'll be back in a minute. Kind of like Jordan looks like that.
Yeah.
Scrambling around back there. Yeah, I'll go this way. I'll go this way. All right, second down and five from the 17-yard line. They give it to Keithley. Straight ahead and good penetration by the defensive line that time. Stopping for a short game, two or three.
Xander Brown up on the tackle for Osmond.
2 yard gain, third down.
Third down and three for Sacred Heart. This is their first third down play of the day, I think it might be. Oh, they had one earlier this drive. Cover the football. Double tights this time. High set, third and three. Jordan under center. He'll run the option to Callen. And Callen bounces the defenders off the other, and he goes into the end zone from 10 yards out for another Sacred Heart touchdown. That makes our score 26-0, Sacred Heart, with a minute 39 left in quarter number one. So the Irish, that's about as basic as you can get it right there. That's a 7-play, 45-yard drive, and now they're going to try to kick an extra point. A little high on the snap, but it is up and good for Logan Knockfield. Point after kick is good, and the score goes to 27-0. So you are back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fall City, Nebraska, here on your scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. With 1:39 left in the first quarter on a 10-yard run by your fullback, Tyler Catlin. 7 plays, 45 yards. Your PAT put in by Bergen MacDougall to make it 27-0 Irish.
Once again, Bergen MacDougall ready to kick the ball away for the Irish here to start the possession for the Osmond Tigers. Over on Sunnyvale 1.0, sister station, Johnson Brock is hosting Windside this afternoon. Randy Gatul and Tom Bartek up at Johnson bringing you that action. Here is Knoxville's kick. It's through the end zone, touchback to the 15-yard line. Osmond will have it, first down and 10 once again. Tomorrow night on KTNC, Randy Gatul will be here at Jake Brown Stadium, and the Fall City Tigers host the Auburn Bulldogs tomorrow night in the season finale for the Tigers, the Bulldogs, hoping for a win to get into the playoffs. Here we go. In the shotgun, Vincent takes a snap. He's going to try to run it. Got hit, got away. Got hit again, got away. And he runs into two tacklers.
Joe Simon and Jacob Jordan up for the tackle now for the Irish. Brings up second down.
Gain of three. Second seven. Spot the ball out now at about the 18-yard line. 5 yards on the ground so far for Osmond. 10 through the air. Defense has been stout for the Irish so far. Split equipment either side of the field, tied in on the left side of the formation with the back on the quarterback's right hip. And they pitch it, and it's on the ground, and the Irish had the football. They had it in coming around. The back one with the quarterback to give the option look, and the end was coming out. He was probably going to take it on a reverse, and it ended up on the ground between both of them and the Irish on top of it.
Tyler Catlin getting the coverage on the fumble there for Fall City Sacred Heart.
So now the Irish have the ball, first down and 10 at the Hosman 11-yard line. And we've got 53 seconds to go here in quarter number one. 27-0, Sacred Heart. Motion man come across from the left, and Jordan right up the middle he goes. He gets a block. He didn't, but he didn't need it. And Jacob Jordan into the end zone from 9, making 11 yards out, number 9, going in. From 11 yards out, and the Irish are now up 33-0 for 47 seconds to go in the first quarter. Troy, how high do you suppose that scoreboard goes?
Well, we know it goes to 70.
Yeah, that's, boy, man. Doug Gold from I talked to him seemed genuinely to have some concern about this team. Not from the area they come from, where they just can't get on track, they can't stop the Irish. Knocked it away to try to kick another one through. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And it's now 34-0. Sacred Heart back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jed Brown Stadium. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. 47 seconds left in the first quarter on an 11-yard run by your quarterback, Jacob Jordan. Capped a one-play 11-yard drive. Bergen not to go in for the PAT to make it 34-0, Sacred Heart.
Not to go. She's off the
ground. I generally, the opening round playoff game, is generally assume the Irish will win.
Yes.
This, well, I haven't seen this show before, but
yes.
Usually it's a team with two or three wins that sneaks in. The Irish are seated so high, you get a mismatch. But they're not seated so high this year. We didn't see this size of a mismatch, and this one coming in. Knock your toe to ball to the end zone. Ball roll across the tarmac down to the far end. And it'll be awesome ball for their own 15-yard line with 47 seconds to go here in quarter number one. So the Irish... guys on the sideline going, we're ready, coach. It's cold.
Yeah,
let's play.
Put me in, coach.
All right, here come the Osmond Tigers. Split in wide right. Quarterback Benson takes a snap, takes a handoff, runs forward, and again, it's that defensive line of the Irish that has nowhere to go.
Derek Strong, your nose guard, coming up and making a tackle there for no gain. Second down, 10.
The rushing yards right now, 141 for the Irish and 5 for Osmond.
5 for Osmond. Wow.
Osmond will come back over the football here on second down and 10 now. 16-0, Johnson Brock leading Windside after one quarter today up at Johnson. Eagles and the Irish, if they both win, will move on to play second round action next Friday. And that is going to end our first quarter. Osmond said, let's get this quarter over. Let's start over. 34-0, Sacred Heart. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the Macker and Jay Brown seal, 34-0. The Irish have the lead, and Troy, it sounds like all the top seeds you expect are leading early on here today, so the afternoon game are being played across the state.
We got a lot of them this afternoon. When I was trying to keep track earlier, Sandhill's playing right now, Humphrey St. Francis in about 2 hours, Pinder in 2 hours, Riverside right in an hour, Mullen right now, Fall City right now, Johnson Brook right now. So we've got a handful going on right now. All right. Start of the second quarter.
All right, we get back here to Jake Brown and ready to go. We've got a second and 10 for Osmond. I see it down here on this end of the field. I can see a lot better. Split right, slot right. Vincent wants to throw wide of the mark. I think maybe trying to throw it around Joe Simon instead of over in that time to get wide of the target.
Well, you got to try something different. And again, Joe Simon, just like Bergen Noctegal, when he had that wingspan in, they're pretty tall.
You know, Sagerhart has been, I mean, we'll just say blessed with a lot of big, long, defensive ends over the years. I'm talking all 35 years. He does have at least one, if not two, of those big, tall defensive ends out there that just create all kinds of havoc for opponents. All right, now we go again. Now third and 10 for the 15. Motion man coming across left to right. And the quarterback, Vincent, rolling right, looking, airing it out up the field. It's up for grabs, and it's Sam Gunn makes the interception for Sagerhart back at the 33-yard line.
The ball intended for Robbie Schmidt, but again, Sam Dunn doing his the best job that he could do, have himself in perfect position, and that ball stayed up in the air just a little too long, and Sammy comes down with it.
11:50 to go here. Let's see. Interception lost. First turnover of the ball game. I know I'm going to regret saying this. Not been a flag yet in this ball game, correct?
I would say it.
I know. But, you know how I am.
Oh, yeah.
6 yard ball, first down and 10 to their own 33-yard line. Jordan back. Jordan looking long. He's got all day. He's giving directions. Now, somebody shoots him over the back. He's still running. They finally grab him. They lose him. And he gets hit. And he'll get about a yard on the play. That took about 10, 15 seconds off the clock.
Wow. Alex Vinson and Zach Rakowski up on the tackle for Osmond. And again, for him to get 1 yard out of that, Osmond did a pretty good job.
Now, and let's go ahead. Let's give credit where credit's due.
Oh, man.
Because the defensive coverage was pretty darn good by Osmond down the field.
It had to be because Jacob stood back there for 10 seconds running around, and you could see that he wanted to pass the ball. He didn't want to run it.
All right, gain of one, make the second and 9. Well, Bunch set on the left side here. We're saying, on a pitch play back to Keithley. Jukes one man in the backfield, moves forward, gets hit. He is out to midfield, and he'll be to about the 39-yard line, a gain of about 6 or 7, into Osmond territory.
We got Jackson Benson and Brian Solorzano in on the tackle for the Tigers.
Gain of 7, bring up a third and a couple now for Sagerhart. Sam Dunn bringing the play in from the sideline. Break huddle. Put Simon wide right. In the slot will be Keithley. Lone setback, I believe, Catlin in there. And Jordan going to fake it, going to keep it. Inside out, first down. He'll be inside the 35 and down to the 33-yard line. Gain of about 4.
Brady Gubbles in on the tackle now for Osmond.
First down for the Irish. First and 10 at the 33-yard line now. 10:05 to go here in quarter number two. 34-0, the Irish Legion just joined us here today. They have scored every time they have had the football, and they have flat out shut down the offense. I did not believe a first down in this ballgame for Osmond. Turn, give the ball off to Keithley. He cuts to the outside. He gets to the sideline and drug down inside the 20 at the 18-yard line. That'll be a gain on the play of 12 yards.
Goobles in on the tackler and shoving him out of bounds, and he comes up a little bit sore, but he's, again, sucking it up and moving on.
Actually, that's a 17 for Keeley. And the scoreboard has a wideout on it already on one side I was looking at. So it's from first and 10.
Or is that the flagpole?
Jordan back to pass. Licks, and he throws it right into the hands of his opposite player there, Patrick Vincent, who's in there, and Vincent couldn't hang on to it that time.
Yeah. Vincent had a hand on it, and if he had just brought it down, then, yeah.
Ball to the 17-yard line now, second down and 10 for Sagan Hart. Here we go now again from the 18-yard line. Clock is stopped at 9:38 to go here in quarter number two. Simon wide right. Two receivers either side of the field. Back is Jordan. Fires a bullet over to Simon, and he is powering his way through the defender, and he's in the end zone. He had no business getting there, but a good run as Jules Simon drags the defenders and pushes them into the end zone from 18 yards out. That was a good run after the catch, anyway.
Man.
18-yard play for the Irish. Now knocked off for the point after try. The hold is good. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Irish lead extends out now to 41-0. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jug Brown Stadium. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. In the second quarter with 9:27 left, an 18-yard pass from Jacob Jordan to Joe Simon. Six plays, 47 yards. Broken knock to go for the PAT, makes it 41-0 Irish.
All right, the Irish to kick it off again. Knock, go kicking it all as the wind looks like it's kind of turned again out of south now. It was back kicking this way. He hits it end over end kick, and it is down the 1 yard line. Torrizzano coming up the field, and he'll move up, and he did not make it back to the 10 yard. That was 12, not 2. Excuse me. That was Ryan Schmidt bringing it back out to the 9 yard line.
Joe Simon and Riley Nelson in on the tackle that time for the Irish.
Again, good job there. Get the ball covered by Sagan Hart. So now we tie your football at their own, I'm going to call it the 10-yard line. We've got 9:21 left here in the first half. Split man to the right side, single set back. They toss in the ball, runner to the outside, Sorzano. Sorzano grabbed by Jersey and drug down out of bounds.
Sam Dunn doing a great job coming off his block on that side and wrapping up and throwing him down for a 1 yard gain.
Spot the ball out. We're going to call it the nose of the ball to 12. Here we come. First, second down here, not first down, second down for Osmond. Ball's on a finish closer to the near right side hash mark here. here. They come over the football, and the quarterback rolls left. Vincent Lutz coming back to the right. Nowhere to go. Simon has got him. Simon pushing back into the end zone. It won't be a safety, but he's going to be down. He's trapped and stopped at the six.
Yeah, five green jerseys in the backfield there for the Irish that time. And then Joe Simon, just the last one, he had to come around and face, and Joe stopped his forward progress and lost some yards on the down.
Third down and 14 now, the ball back to the six-yard line. Clock moving, 8:35 to go here in this first half. And unless the Tigers get on the scoreboard here, we're going to have a running clock situation the whole second half. Split man to either side of the field, motion across, quarterback Vincent, going to throw one, kind of like a little shovel pass setup, but he threw it overhand, and getting free on the far sideline for a moment with Ryan Schmidt. That's one of their better gains on offense in the ballgame. But it's going to bring up fourth down and seven to go. He picks up about 7 yards on that play.
You know, that's a kind of a guts little play to do right down there inside the 10-yard line, but they pull it off, and Jacob Jordan, your last man over there on that far side, shoves him out of bounds.
Threw the ball from the 6 out to the 13-yard line. 17 yards through the air right at the moment, and punt formation here. Jake Fresh will back the deep, I believe, for the Irish here. Punt is blocked, and the punt is picked up. And into the end zone it goes. 38?
Yeah, 38. 5-1.
Who's up after that, Troy?
Keithley. Keithley.
All right.
Keithley. Nicholas. Nicholas Keithley. You got too many Keithleys. No, sorry. Can't say it that way. You got a lot of Keithleys. Got a lot of them.
But you're announcing a game that there's more than 20.
More than 20.
How's that?
I don't know. I'm going to give Derek Shawong that block, but I don't know if it was him or the guy he was shoving backwards in the white jersey.
No idea. Again, 47, nothing, looking for 48 here. Knoxville puts the toe of the ball, and in it goes. 48, nothing, Sayhart. 8:08 to go in the first half. Back in 30 seconds on TTNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jet Brown Stadium here in Paul City, Nebraska. Your scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Paul City. With 8:08 left in the second quarter, a blocked punt by Paul City Sacred Heart. Nicholas Keithley picks it up and runs it in for the touchdown. Brogan knocked the ball in for the PAT to make it 48-0 Irish.
Here's the old problem, Troy, that goals. And don't feel sorry for Coach Gold to the Irish.
Nope.
What do you do?
Yep.
You're at 48-0 with 8 minutes to go in the first half. Your starters have to play some. I don't know how much they played last week. Quarter, quarter and a half?
About two quarters.
Two quarters. You know, you're in the playoffs. At some point, you're going to have to play longer than a quarter and not be up 35 or 38-0.
Yeah. The only thing.
Got to get them kids in shape for it.
All right.
Kick is really in the zone, by the way.
Yeah, kick is in the zone. But, okay, do you put your second stringers in on offense, keep your first stringers in on defense, or
whatever?
But now it looks like we got some substitution going on. Is maybe a few people here, yeah, because you got Riley Nelson in on the linebacker crew because Evan Keithley comes out. Peyton Doerr is your nose guard, so Shawong's out.
So for the 15-yard line, 8:08 to go, it is Osmond Ball, and they go straight up the middle, and a nice run there by Alex Vincent, 160-pound junior. He tried the left side, and he found yards across the 20, after the 22, a 7-yard gain.
Joe Simon in on the tackle there for the Irish that time.
The second down and three now for the squad from Osmond. for that wide right. One setback is 7-8 yards behind the ball. Goodness. Turn, toss to the ball. He's going to run the right side, trying to get outside. Ooh, some face mask there. It was Brian Solorzano. Apparently not, right? It was the official, but it sure looked like somebody got a hand up with a face mask. Gain of two, right to third and one.
Sam Dunn in on the tackle this time for the Irish. Brings up third and one for the Tigers.
Tigers are looking for their first down of this ballgame. Third down and a yard is their best chance. Single set back in the backfield, man, wide to right. That's to the short side of the field. The Irish with 5 men in the box. Running to the left side, Solorzano got the first down. He'll be across the 25 and then pushed by a whole gang of green jerseys out at about the 29-yard line.
Nicholas Keithley and Tyler Catlin in on the tackle for the Irish. But again, enough for the first down.
Call a 6-yard gain out to the 30 now. And that is the first down of the ball game. Coming with 7:14 to go here in quarter number two. All right, Auburn Tiger football, split right, slot right, shotgun set. Turn, the quarterback set up a screen, lobs it up in the middle. It's caught and well read by the defense, so they might have got a yard on that play. Catch made there by Xander Brown.
And again, Osman set that screen play up well because you had 3 green jerseys running them down, but your linebacker, Riley Nelson, coming up and putting the hit on and putting them down for a 1-yard gain.
Well read on the play there. Quarterback, he really tipped his hand the way he dropped so far back so fast that time. All right, split man to the right. Vincent back. He looks, throws out in the flat. He's got a man. It's caught and a move ahead. Just shy of the first down is the catch made there by Alex Vincent.
Sam Dunn and Riley Nelson in on the tackle there for the Sacred Heart.
King of 8 on the play. Second down, make it third down and a yard. So Patrick Vincent runs over, gets the play call from Coach Wyatt Shuffler. Hustles back out on the field. 5:55 to go in the first half. The Irish up 38-0. Split men to the right side, single set back, option left, quarterback wants to keep. Quarterback did keep, and now the ball loose. I think it is. We got beanbags flying all over the field. But all they get it back, they did, and that'll give them a first down.
Tyler Catlin in on the first hit and causing the fumble, but again, Osman recover it, and they will get the first down out of this. Crossing midfield for the first time.
Call out a gain of 2 on the play. They did fumble it, but got it back. So to the Irish, 39 the ball goes with 5:22. Yeah, excuse me about that goalpost now.
Yeah, it's in the way.
You know, it's a 5 or a 6. It's a 5. They will split receiver to either side of the field of the shotgun set on 1st and 10. Vincent DeBrow is tipped and intercepted by the Irish. I know who tipped that one. I don't know who caught it.
Tyler Catlin caught it. Joe Simon tipped it.
Simon got the hand up in the air, and Catlin goes diving head first to make the catch. And the interception for Sacred Heart. Second interception by the Irish defense this afternoon. And the Irish will have the ball 1st down and 10 at their own 37. Caught with 5:05 to go here. In the first half here. So the Irish, let's see. We're getting some different numbers, aren't we?
These are still the starters here.
Yeah, I thought I saw.
Jacob Jordan.
No, if I turn this over, that'll help. There we go. I set, turn, get the ball to Keithley, and shook up in the backfield. Nice tackle that time. Keithley will be gaining about a yard on the play, and that's it.
Alex Vincent doing a great job of going through the line there, but again, enough for a 1-yard gain for Sacred Heart.
Second down, 9 to go. The Irish started going, we better get something done here because we're going to be sitting on the sideline the second half.
Yeah.
Left guard is Zachary Keithley. I didn't recognize his number when he stepped up there. That's what got me. And here we go. A toss play to the left side to Keithley. That's Evan. Push down inside the 30, all the way down to the 26-yard line of the Auburn Tigers.
And Ryan Schmidt shoved him out of bounds after he crosses midfield and gets the first down.
It's a 16-yard run for the Irish tailback on that play. So you're nearing 200 yards on the ground here in the first half today. Near side left hash mark, split men to either side of the field. The back split in the backfield. Jordan turns. Catlin takes it. He's got room to run on the left side. Cuts inside. Shows a little wiggle inside the 15 down to the 11-yard line. There he will gain. For the 26, he'll pick up 15.
I don't know if they're brothers, but they have the same last name. Patrick and Alex Vincent in on the tackle there for Osmond.
You would tend to think it was a pretty good chance, wouldn't you?
Yes, you would think. We'll say it.
See, over 200 yards on the ground now in this ballgame. 3:36 on the clock winding here. The Irish Duck just taking their time. Up to the ball, eyes set. Two tight ends. Turn, give it to Keeley. Straight up the middle. He goes, and he is into the end zone. For 11 yards out, another touchdown for the Sacred Heart offensive machine today here. They are running and running it well. 54-0 with 3:24 to go here in quarter number one. So now Knock will end to kick an extra point. He may find himself a full-time job. Snap is good. The kick is up. The kick is good. And it's now 55-0, Sacred Heart with the lead. We return to Joe Brown City after this 30-second timeout on TPNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jud Brown Stadium here in Falls City, Nebraska. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn, Weston, and Falls City. 3:24 left in the second quarter, 11-yard run by high back Evan Keithley. Four plays, 43 yards. Brogan knocked to go in for the PAT, 55-0 Irish.
Knoxville getting ready. He'll need a leg massage later tonight, I'm sure. My goodness. He's going to be kicking extra points and kicking off here in the first half. He hits the toe of the ball, and it is into the end zone. Oh, no, he's in the end zone. They're going to let it
come out.
That's wrong. He caught that ball a yard, almost 2 yards deep. And out it comes to the 15-yard line.
Yeah,
that's where it should have been.
Last week at Dewar, Randy and I saw the same thing. The same exact play. It was 1 yard in, and he took, you know, both feet were in the end zone, but they let him run it out.
I think the young man knew he was in the end zone because he went up and stopped and took off again. All right, we've got 3:18 to go here in the first half. Sacred Heart up 55-0. First round of the high school football playoff. Here, listen to KTNC, Falls City, and Auburn. Toss the ball to the right side, running the ball for the Auburn Tigers, Brian Solorzano, and he just didn't have anywhere to go. He might have got a yard on the play, and that's it.
Simon Nelson and Dayton Dorr in on the tackle for the Irish. 1 yard gain.
3 minutes and counting down here in the first half today.
I think we got Carson Sells in for Jacob Gordon on the far side.
I would agree with that, man.
Yes, yes.
Get him out of there. And here's a snap back of the shotgun and a toss out on the left sideline. Yeah. A catch and a tackle over there on the far side at the 22-yard line. Making the catch was Brian Solorzano.
And again, that was Carson Sells in on the coverage for the Irish, and he shoves him out of bounds. All right, brings up third down now for Osmond.
6 yard pickup on the play. Brings up third and 3 for the Irish over their own 21. Here we go. make the toss, inside handoff, and some running room at first down. Good play, Al Vincent. First down, he's out to the 30-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 9 on the play.
Jake Fresh showed up on the tackle for Sacred Heart. Again, the Irish doing a lot of subbing in here now because you on your defensive line, you got Matthew Ned and Rip. I think it's Peyton Bull moved up to the defensive end position. I think. I can't quite see that number.
That's a big, long guy over on that far right side. All right, in the shotgun again. Back goes Vincent. He looks, he hits, and he is knocked down all the way back at the 21-yard line. We're going to say he was stopped at the 21. He ended up back at about the 18.
That's Nicholas Keithley on the defensive end. That's the big tall guy you were just asking about. Nicholas Keithley doing a great job shedding off the block and coming up and putting on the sack.
A loss on the play back to the 22-yard line. A loss of 8 on the play. Look out. Girls, see if they can throw up here far. I got it.
Football.
You know, should we sign it, throw it back? It's on football status, Troy. What are we doing now?
Oh,
here's a long toss on the right side. It opened maybe a great recovery by the Irish. Turnover. I think it was Fresh that knocked away. Right?
Sam Dunn and Jake Fresh are doing a great job on that play. Oh, man, that was... That receiver was going down the sideline. He had a little bit of daylight, and Sam closed, and Fresh will come over and help out, and... That was it.
And then Jake has to run another 20 yards down the field, retrieves the football. Who's the ball boy?
Yeah. Now, Jack Stice in now in for Sam Dunn, so I think...
You keep David on
defense, I think, it looks, except for Jake Freshall.
Third and 18 for the own 22. Shotgun set. Two receivers right side. Here's a quarter out by the quarterback. He looks. Now he's going to run. He gets up the field. He's got open field. He broke a tackle. First down and more. Still on his feet, trying to get to the end zone, and he will. It will be a touchdown for Alden. Coming from the 22-yard line, he will go 58 yards on the quarterback scramble. So a nice run by Patrick Vincent. There was some run for your life added into it, but he got exactly done what he needed to get there, 58 yards, and the Tigers are on the board with 38 seconds to go in the first half. That puts them at 76 yards rushing in the ball game. A six-play, 65-yard drive, and 58 of them all on one play. Two-point try coming here. Alex Vincent in the backfield beside Patrick Vincent, the quarterback option. Patrick keeps, he tosses over, and ball in it, tipping it up, and catching it, and into the end zone goes Alex Vincent. 55-8, our score now. The Irish with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country modern superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jeb Brown Stadium. The score recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. With 38 seconds left in the first half, on a 58-yard run, the Osmond Tigers finally get on the board. Your quarterback, Patrick Vincent. Six plays, 65 yards, and the two-point conversion was good from Patrick to Alex Vincent. 55-8, Irish.
All right, we are ready to boot away here now. Kicking off for the Tigers will be Xander Brown. From the 30-yard line, he tees it up. Keithley back deep, and a good kick. Keithley will take it at about the 3-yard line. Back to the 10, 15 on the left side, 20. Breaking free, one man to get around. He gets around him on the sideline, and he is hit and knocked down in Osmond territory at their 27-yard line. Nice return by Evan Keithley.
Ryan Schmidt coming up and putting the tackle. And
shipping them out of bounds, a little bit of both.
From the 27-yard line, we got 27 seconds to go in the first half. 55-8, Sagan with the lead. I think I can throw this spotting chart away now.
Yes.
It would appear the starters are done for the Irish. In at quarterback for the Irish, James Freshel. Eyes set. He will turn, option right. He'll give to the fullback, and I think, what was that?
Gavin Lechtenberg.
Gavin Lechtenberg. I can see it was a three. All right. So Gavin takes it straight ahead. He'll pick up a couple. Give it a three on the play.
Alex Vincent in on the tackle for Osmond.
That's going to be the last play of the half. Sagan just bringing the play in now. 55-8, Sagan with the lead at halftime here at Jake Brown Stadium. The Osmond Tigers will have a running hot second half. Right now, we'll take a 2 minute time out, then we'll be back and look at the first half score. That'll take quite a while. After this 2 minute break on KTNC.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Paul City and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of the cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jed Brown Stadium here in Falls City, Nebraska. Your halftime stats on Brewster Motor Company in Falls City since 1951. More than you expected, but less than you imagined. On Brewster Motor Company at 307 West 15th Street in Falls City. Your scoring recap here in the first quarter, 10:28 left, 13-yard run by Evan Keithley. Four plays, 35 yards. PAT failed, 6-0, Irish. 8:41 left in the first, a 3-yard run by Jacob Jordan. Five plays, 37 yards. Two-point conversion good by Jordan, 14-0. 6:24 left in the first quarter, 27-yard run by Jacob Jordan. Two plays, 35 yards. Two-point conversion failed, 20-0. 1:39 left in the first quarter, 10-yard run by the fullback Tyler Catlin. Seven plays, 45 yards. Bergen knocked to goal for the PAT, 27-0. 47 seconds left in the first half quarter. One play, 11-yard run, Jacob Jordan did cap the one play, 11-yard drive. Bergen knocked to goal for the PAT, 34-0. In the second quarter, 9:27 left, an 18-yard pass play from Jacob Jordan to Joe Simon. Six plays, 47 yards, not to go for the PAT, 41-0. 8:06 left in the second on a blocked punt. Nicholas Keithley gets it, rumbles in for the touchdown. Morgan knocked to go for the PAT, 48-0. 3:24 left in the second, 11-yard run by Evan Keithley. Four plays, 43 yards, not to go for the PAT, 55-0.
And with 38 seconds left in the second, a 58-yard run by Patrick Vinson. Osmond finally gets on the scoreboard. Six plays, 65 yards. Two-point conversion good for Patrick Vinson to Alex Vinson. 55-8, Irish here at halftime. Are you ready yet, or you want to send it back to
the... Oh, we're going to send it back. Things here. I'm not near ready yet with the number of the first half. Okay. Here we are. We're trying to get an update on the Johnson-Brock game. Going over on Sister Station, City Hall 1.3 today, Randy Gatula and Tom Bartek up there. Here is 55-8, the Irish have the lead. Right now, we'll take a two-minute timeout, then we'll check into the weather forecast, see if it's going to warm up any this weekend, maybe rain. Another break for our sponsor. We'll be back here with second half action coming up. We'll do the numbers on KTNC after this little break.
Hey volleyball fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Hiawatha Redhawks volleyball squad led by senior Clara Lindstrom. Congratulations on your 34-3 record this far and your top five ranking in the state. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, best of luck in the postseason.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Poppy Realty and Management is holding a land auction Thursday, November 18th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, 1417 Stone Street. For sale is 340 acres sold in two parcels. One parcel is 40 acres, the other is 305. These are extremely productive soils located 7 miles east of Falls City or 1 mile west and 1 mile south of Rulo. You won't find a better property in today's market. Call Brian or Sherry at Poppy Realty and Management for a sales packet with all the details.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Falls City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
This is your good time oldie station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather forecast for the tri-state area. Clear skies tonight with areas of frost developing. There is a frost advisory in effect. We'll drop back to a low temperature of 35 degrees with winds out of the north at 5 to 10. Sunny Friday with a high temperature of 67 and winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Saturday looks sunny with a high temperature of 66. Sunday, showers and a few rumbles of thunder with a high temperature of 73 degrees. Monday looks sunny and cooler with a high temperature of 63. Tuesday, sunshine, a couple of afternoon showers developing, and warming up again with a high temperature around 74. Wednesday, we'll see a better chance of showers with a high temperature of 66 degrees. And for Thursday, look for a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures topping out in the mid to upper 60s and light southerly winds. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 57.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency, Falls City.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We have you back here to Jay Brown Stadium. It is halftime. The Irish are up 55-8. Our halftime stats brought to you by the Armbrist Motor Company, celebrating 70 years in business in Falls City. Halftime numbers look like this. For all of their quarterback Patrick Vincent, 10 carries, 51 yards, and that sounds funny here because he had a 15-yard touchdown run. The rest of the time he wanted to lose a 9-yard. That defense has been stout. 10 for 51 in a touchdown, 6 for 14 passing, 32 yards, 2 interceptions in the first half today. Brian Sorzano, 4 carries, 12 yards, 3 catches for 14 yards in the first half. For Alex Vincent, 1 attempt, 9 yards, 1 catch for 8 yards in the first half, and 2 catches for 13 yards for Ryan Schmidt in the first half. For the Irish in the first half, Joe Simon, 1 catch, 18 yards and a touchdown. Terry Keefe, 1 catch for 8 yards. For it, Jacob Jordan, 2 of 3 for 26 yards and a touchdown to Simon. Running the ball, leading the way, Tyler Cowan, 6 carries, 59 yards, and 1 score. Jacob Jordan, 8 carries, 73 yards, and 3 touchdowns in the first half. And Evan Keithley, 11 carries, 93 yards, and 2 touchdowns. The Irish spread it out pretty well in the first half of today's ball game, and they lead it 55-8. 2 interceptions for the defense. They had a very good first half. Troy?
Well, you know, you couldn't have scripted that a whole lot better for the Irish. They were just kind of doing things that, whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah, other than the quarterback scramble that got loose for the long touchdown right there at the end of the first half. But
and when you look at that, again, you look at the numbers that Osmond has 16 guys suited up today.
Right.
So when Sacred Heart puts in their second string, Osmond is going to keep their varsity in for most of the game because they don't have much to go back to.
No.
You know, so it's just the way that it is when you only have 16 guys out.
Here come the Irish back on the field. Osmond's out there warming up. Do want to remind everybody, coming up Monday, next Monday the 25th, volleyball, Falls City Sacred Heart girls are the number one seed in the sub-district. They will host Monday night the Lewiston Tigers. Sacred Heart 29-2 on the year, Lewiston 8-17. That's at 5:30 at the Rural Activity Center. Under 7 o'clock, Sterling, 3 seed, takes on Dell, number 2 seed, and the winner will be Tuesday evening. Falls City Tigers are the number one seed in Class C1, Sub-District 3. The Tigers play at 5 o'clock Monday night. They host Johnson County Central. The Tigers 23-6, Johnson County Central 9-17, followed by 2 seed Auburn 15-15, taking on number 3 seed. Auburn 3, February 2. The Jets are 20-8 on the year. Then the winner will be Tuesday night at 6 o'clock for the Sub-District Final. And D1, Johnson Brock, the number one seed, at 17-11, will host number 4, Pawnee City, Monday night. And number 3, Southern, 10-16, will take on HTRS up at Johnson. They are 12-15 on the year. So the volleyball postseason gets underway Monday. Football tomorrow night on KTNC, Auburn at Falls City, right here at Jake Brown Stadium. And over on City 101.3 tomorrow evening, it will be Mound City's Panthers on the road to Rockport. Take on the Blue Jays. Those games kick off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and the pregame will be in for both games on both stations at 6:30. Right now, the teams are warming up for the second half. We'll take another 1-minute break and be back with the second half kickoff on KTNC.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College. El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here at Jake Brown Stadium. 55-8, Sagan Harbor with the lead here as we get ready for the third quarter to get underway here today. And Jake Brown, we'll see if we can get a score. Then Johnson Broad game is going on up at Johnson this afternoon with the win side. Johnson Broad was up early in that game, 16-0.
The only score I got to give is that Sandhills Tedford is up at halftime, 46-6 over Lawrence Nelson.
Sagard win today. Probably going to put them on the road next week unless there's some unforeseen results.
Yeah.
Around the state today and tonight.
You know there's always a couple upsets.
Oh, yeah.
There's always a couple. And again, right now, overall, Sacred Heart is the ninth seed. Again, so that does, if there aren't any upsets, puts them on the road next week somewhere. All right? But if there's two upsets, then they should be moving up a little bit. Well, again, never know what's going to happen.
Ryan Schmidt back deep for Auburn. They will go left to right in the second half, start third quarter. They will go toward the south end zone. Sagan Harbor will have Knoxville kicking it off again.
You know, we talked about this earlier, all right? We are in the playoffs, and again, do you put your varsity back out there for a little bit, or do you, because the score of 55-8, you leave them out?
If he does, it'll be defense only, I'm
right.
Sure.
See, that's kind of the way I would think it would be, but again,
I don't think we're going to see a bunch of the starters here.
Yeah.
Knoxville hits it. It's a high end-over-end kick, and this time it's down to the 3-4 yard line, 10, 15, and taken out of side, out of bounds on the far sideline, is going to be Schmidt for the Osmond Tigers.
Tyler Catlin in on the tackle for the Irish.
All right, here we go. It will be.
We got the second stringers in on the defense here because Ned and Rip is your nose guard, Doyle is your defensive end, and I think Vaughn Leonard is your defensive end on the other side.
I looked over, the clock's already down to 11:27, the running clock, and Patrick Vince will take a snap. He'll run straight forward. He runs right behind the guard, gets out across the 20 to the Irish 23-yard line, a pickup of about 6 on the play.
Dorr and Ewers in on the tackle for the Irish. They're going to go up to 3-3 now because you got Lechtenberg, Nelson, and Ewers as your linebackers, and James Freshall and Carson Sells, your defensive backs.
Two men wide to the right side. That's the short side of the field. Vincent takes the snap. He fakes. He keeps. He looks. He runs straight forward. He'll have the foot down and taken down out across the 30-yard line, about the 31-yard line, maybe the 32 they'll give him.
Carson Sells doing a fabulous job there coming up from his defensive back position and hitting him low and wrapping him up and bringing him down.
King of 9 makes it 1st and 10. Now back to live action we go here. Shotgun, split man wide to the left side for the Auburn Tigers. Snap it back. Vince is going to run it again. He starts left. He cuts back into the middle. And he'll be out across the 35 to the 36 to pick up him about 4 more.
Ned and Rip and Nelson in on the tackle for Sacred Heart. Brings up 2nd down.
The Irish defense. Youngsters in there. They're going to get younger as the game goes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback in the gun, Alex Vinson beside him. Patrick Vinson, the quarterback. He'll keep it, and, oh, not this time, nowhere to go. He lost about two, maybe three on the play.
Lechtenberg and Nelson in on the tackle. Your linebackers coming up and doing their job.
Loss of three. He'll bring up third and nine back at the 33-yard line. They have to get into Irish territory here. Can't imagine that they would punt at this point in midfield against the Irish reserves here. Two men on the right side of the formation, and the shotgun there is our first flag of the day.
Wow.
Oh, it's procedure against the offense. Oh, yeah.
9 minutes left in the third quarter, and we have our first flag.
So now it will bring up third and 13, 14 yards ago, we'll call it. Ball's back at the 28. And now Patrick Vinson rolls right. He looks. Now he's going to run it. He got a block. He's on the sideline. The Irish push him out of bounds. He'll be very close to a first down. Very close to a first down. He got the first down. He got what he needed. Needed 14. That's what he got.
Nelson in on the, can't call a tackle, shoving him out of bounds on the near sideline here, but again, enough for the first down.
So now into Sacred Heart territory with the first down. Eight-man football, midfield, 40-yard line. We put a wingman on the left side, one setback. Quick throw out to the left side. The ball caught over there by Schmidt. Schmidt moved up the field for another first down by the Osmond Tigers.
Fouls. Pushing him out of bounds on the far sideline, but again, enough for the first down for Osmond.
13-yard gain and a first down for Osmond. Spot the ball at the 25-yard line now. Come over the football. One setback, a quick toss. This one might have been a lateral back to Schmidt. He starts on the right side. He reverses all the way across field. He goes. First down and shoved out of bounds way deep inside the 15-yard line.
Bond Leonard and Carson Sells shoving them out of bounds. Far sideline, but again inside the 10-yard line.
From the 25, is he going to have room for a first down?
Oh, no, they got them on the outside of the 10.
Spot about the 12, gain of about 13 more on the play. Clock all the way down to 7:10 to go here in the third quarter already. Osmond's had the ball the entire third period of the running clock. Eyes set with a shotgun and a toss to the right side. And, no, down at the one, making the catch out there, Brian Sorzano. And he will move from the 11 down to the 1-yard line. Gain of 12, we'll call it. Another pass play.
James Freshel coming up and putting or shoving him out of bounds and saving that touchdown for the Irish.
Shotgun set, two backs in the backfield. I think the quarterback might keep it here, Troy.
Yeah.
Patrick Vinson calls the snap. He will give the ball off, and he gives the ball off to Ryan Schmidt. And a nice defensive effort stringing that play all the way to the sideline. Schmidt didn't get in there.
Stice coming up for the tackle, and Leonard finishing him off.
I lost a yard.
He did. Wow.
So, back him up. One. Second and goal at the 2-yard line here. I saw the quarterback's going to try to run it in.
Well, you,
let's see.
Yes.
You trips right. A single receiver to the left. Two guards to the center. Quarterback Benson takes the snap. He's back. He throws. And is caught. In the end zone, touchdown, Ryan Schmidt with the catch for 2 yards and a touchdown for Osmond Tigers. So they get the touchdown on their first possession of the second half. Score coming with 5:46 left. Took over 6 minutes to get down against the Irish reserves. So it's not a bad job, Troy.
No, not bad. I'm sure, you know, Coach Colson wanted them a little bit tougher, but still, this is the varsity for Osmond, and again, they're 4-4 first round of state playoffs, so not bad.
10 plays, 63 yards on the drive. They're going to try to kick the extra point here. kick his ball up and block, turn around. 42. Don't we know him?
Oh, we might know him.
I think we do.
I wish he would clean up his room like he blocked that whistle, our PAT.
He blocked it with stomach, so 5:46 to go in the third. The Azure 55:14. We're back in 30 seconds.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Boston superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jed Brown Stadium, the scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. With 5:46 left in the third quarter, a two-yard pass from Patrick Benson to Ryan Schmidt capped a 10-play, 63-yard drive. The PAT failed, 55-14, Irish.
We continue into this game here into the third quarter with six, make it 5:46 to go. 55-14, St. Hark. Here is the kick. It's away, and the Irish back to get. I believe that might be Sells.
Yep,
34.
Sells.
Sells makes a man miss, turns from the left to the right, out across the 20 and close to the 25-yard line where the Irish will have it, first down and 10.
Sophomore Ethan Davids coming up for the tackle for Osmond.
Ball will be spotted at the 24-yard line. We'll mark it at 5:20. Irish get their first playoff right about the 5-minute mark of this third quarter. With the running clock here, 35-point rule in effect. You get hit by 35, you run the clock the second half. And that's where we are at in this ball game. The Irish jumped out. What was the big? Was it 55-0?
Yep.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yes, correct.
One score given up by the Irish partial varsity defense. Here we go. Two receivers to the left and a quarterback keeper moving the ball straight forward, James Freshel. Fake the handoff. Freshel across the 25 out to about near the 28-yard line on the run. He'll pick up four. It's second and six.
Patrick Benson in on the tackle for the Tigers.
Sayer picked up 217 yards on the ground in the first half today. And now they've got it second and six back at their own 20-yard line. That's not right. Their own 26.
Six.
Option right. Keeper by Freshel. Nowhere to go this time. He'll get short yardage to about the 24-yard line. Gain of one. So the play comes in from the sideline here. Let's see. It's going to be Will Yu coming in there at fullback. We've got Carson Sells in the ball game at an end. He's splitting wide to the near left side along with Gavin Lechtenberg. Split a man wide to the right. Quarterback in the gun, bring a motion man across, that's Ewers, and they've thought about handing it off to him. It's dropped, Freshel picks it up, and he drops the ball, and he'll be back inside the 25 and around the 23 or 4-yard line. That may be, I think it is the first time the Irish put the ball on the ground today.
Okay, yeah. And again, you know, I just...
Loss of six on the play. Now we've got a punt formation for Sacred Heart here. Pretty good snap. And the punt of the way by Nelson. And it hits inside the 30. Freshel chases it down. And he'll down it at about the 26-yard line on the Osmond side of midfield. First punt of the day for Sacred Heart. So the clock will continue at 2:40 now. 55-14, Sacred Heart opening round the D2 high school football playoffs here today on KTNC. So now back to the football comes the Osmond Tigers. They'll have their own 26-yard line. I'll run their first play here at 2:15 in this third quarter. A fly in here. Get out of here. Vincent will give the ball off. It's going to be Alex Vincent on the carry, the running back. Took the handoff, and he'll have 5 yards around that left side for Osmond.
Looks like we got Leonard and Dore in on the tackle for Sacred Heart. Got enough for about 4 yards.
110 yards on the ground now for Osmond, and most of that here in the third quarter. Second down and 6 to go. Taking their time in the huddle, a minute 43 to go in the third quarter. Wow, they've been in the huddle a long time.
Yes, they have.
Watch that back judge here. Doug Gold's talking to the ball boys.
Put those green footballs away.
All right, back we go. Vincent looking. He's going to air it out up the side, and we have an incomplete pass intended for Ryan Schmidt. Freshel got in front of it and said, if you're going to the ball, you're going to run up my back and get interference. So he played it pretty well.
Yes, he did. Freshel in great position over there.
Minute to go, third quarter. Third down and 7 from the 20, make it the 30-yard line here. Don't pay any attention to that clock up there.
Yeah.
Flip men to either side of the field. Quarterback Patrick Vincent, the senior, in the gun. Takes a snap. He's back. He looks. He throws a slant, and he's got a first down, and he hits his receiver over the right side. That was Ryan Schmidt as the Irish tried to rip the jersey off of him.
Yeah, James Freshel in on the coverage and Lechtenberg coming up to help out with the tackle. But enough for the first down.
It will be a gain from the 30. It'll be a 13-yard pickup through the air. So Osmond, very much better against the Irish reserves with one touchdown on the board. They drop. Vincent looks off the field. A pretty pass. And oh, it's caught over two defenders and a touchdown for Alex Vincent. Patrick Vincent to Alex Vincent. Touchdown will come from 37 yards away.
And the Irish had the coverage back there. And it just kind of looked like that they were trying to communicate of who's going to cover who because there's two defensive backs coming across, and they just kind of got messed up.
So it will be a two-point conversion here. We've hit zeros on the clock. We're at the end of the third quarter. They're going to go ahead and do the conversion try. In to try to kick it is Xander Brown. Holding it will be Ryan Schmidt. Snap is good. And we just got that one off, but it's through the uprights. And now, back into the third quarter, it's 55-21. So you're over the lead. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
He's on the 30. He's on the 20. He's on the 10. It's a touchdown!
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Paul City and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Ready to kick it off here will be the Osmond Tigers. As we get ready to start the fourth quarter, there's the boot away, and it's going to go off Sal's hands. He'll pick it up at the 1. He's in the 5. He's coming to the right side, cuts back, and at the 10-yard line, he will be taken down. So let's see. Time to change the programs again here. Carson Sells on the return. We get back to the 10-yard line where the Irish will take over the possession, first down and 10. 11:50 will be where we're at in this ball game. All right, Shea Hart with James Freshel under center. He'll turn, he dropped the football, and he falls on it. Shoot, that was close. That ball takes for one more roll and it's going to hit the end zone.
Yes.
It's down to the 2-yard line.
So Freshel doing a good job of saving the safety there. Again, picking it up and just laying on it.
Loss of 8 on the play. Shay Hart. Coach Gillis is, I mean, he knows this third varsity. He knows this is second team. But this is not what he wants to see out of his second team right now. There's a couple of fumbles. You have a big pass play. You get all this stuff. You're building your future right now.
Yes.
If you're
saving
your heart, you don't give up visiting, of course. You got big hopes, big plans, but this is where these kids get to practice for the future.
Yeah.
And the ball goes straight ahead. Not much room for Freshel this time. And they'll bring up third down and a bunch. Third and 17, it says. Okay. Gain of 1 on the play. Was that Freshel on the carry, Troy?
Yeah.
Did I miss? Okay. Thought it was, but I wasn't sure I saw it just right. Now the ball's at the 3-yard line for the Irish. They bring a 2 receivers set to the right side, the short side. Freshel in the gun, running right, looking. He's got a man. He throws short, intended down the field there for Riley Nelson. Riley went down trying to scoop it out of there, but it's going to bring up 4th down and about 17.
Solorzano in on the coverage for the Tigers.
Sagart will go into punt formation here. You can about bet the Tigers are going to come after this thing.
Oh.
Why did the clock stop?
Yeah.
34-point game. I didn't think the clock stopped anyway.
Shouldn't be stopped. Should be running. But the Tigers do drop somebody back for the punt.
All right. Here's the snap. And the punt is away. Punting the ball for the Irish is Joe Simon. And the ball is picked up back at midfield of the 40. And knocked down right there will be the return man, Ryan Schmidt.
All right, so punting from the end zone, they got it out to midfield. And doing a good job there.
Well, apparently the clock is going to stop now. I thought once you hit 35, it didn't stop. It just kept on going. Get my rule book out and read it again.
Oh, you're right.
So, first down and 10. They have the ball at the Irish 37-yard line. Snap it back. Patrick Benson looking, unloading down the field. His receiver makes a play, makes a catch, and takes away from Freshel, and he goes for the touchdown from midfield. The 40-yard line is where they started it. Excuse me. The Irish are going to have to
but they're supposed
to stop to this, Troy. They're not in danger of losing the game, certainly, but you don't want to just keep giving things up here. 55-27 here. Now, in to kick the extra point, Xander Brown. Officials getting lined up under the goalpost here. There they go. Now we got them both in the right spot. Here's a snap. Brown's kick is up. Low, but good. And it's now 55-28 with 10:02 to go in the ball game. The Irish with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of the cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Judd Brown Stadium. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. With 10:02 left in the fourth quarter on a 40-yard pass from Vincent to Vincent, Capped one play, 40 yards. Xander Brown in for the PAT to make it 55-28 Irish.
How far away can an onside kick be?
Oh, yeah, 10 yards.
10:02 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Irish up 55-28. They went 55-0. They gave up a touchdown right before halftime on a quarterback breakaway and a scramble. But the Irish reserves have given up three scores here in the second half. Here the approach, the ball bouncing up the field and picked up by Sagan-Hart. Cut up to Lechtenberg. He dropped it and fell back on top of it for the Irish.
That was Stice.
Sorry?
Stice. 21. Stice.
Oh, 21. I thought it was 31. All right. Sorry about that. Nope. Jack Stice on return. Thank you. So it will be Sagan-Hart football, first and 10 at their own 27. Clock stopped at 9:57. Coming into the ball game for the Irish, Will Ewers. He'll line up as a tight end here. Lechtenberg at fullback. Fresh will turn. He'll give the ball to Nelson, the eye back. And it'll be Ryan Nelson straight ahead for short yards. It'll be yard on the play, bringing up second and 9.
Looks like we got
not much room for these backs for the Irish here.
Alex Vinson in on the tackle for Osman. You know, and Osman just supporting the front line there, stacking the box, because you know what Irish are going to do.
Well, and wide to right, Clayton Keithley out here with a slot man for the Irish. And it gives straight ahead and carrying the ball out to the 30-yard line is Lechtenberg. And he will have a third and 6 situation. He picks up about 3 yards on the play.
Xander Brown and Alex Vinson in on the tackle. So
Blake Goldfly sees he just get a first down here. Coach is headed over to the bench, says, get a little chilly, I'm going to put a jacket on.
Now the sun's starting to go down and with that brisk wind.
All right, split right, slot right, fresh. They're going to keep it around the end, coming up the field. Turns, fighting for it. He got the first down for the Irish. He'll be out close to midfield to the 39-yard line, a gain of 8, and a first down for the Irish.
Patrick Benson in on the tackle for your Osmond Tigers.
Say hard at 217 yards rushing the first half. They now have 221. They have not been making much here with the reserves in the second half against the Osmond varsity. Quarterback in the gun, two receivers right side. Freshel runs into Lechtenberg, who keeps the football. The Irish got a little lucky there. That ball could easily pop loose, but they get about 2 yards on the play.
Brady Goobles in on the tackle for Osmond.
In with the plus gain on the line.
Iron Solorano in on the tackle for the Tigers.
From midfield, he goes down to the 27-yard line. 13 yards on the pickup. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Must be. First down, Irish. So a couple of first downs here. That's what they needed. Jack Stice, split wide left. Man in the slot coming across in motion is Nelson. They give him the handoff on the little end around. Nelson's got another first down. Fighting for yard inside the 15. He'll be down to about the 13-yard line, a pickup of about 14 on the play.
Looks like we got Ryan Schmidt on the tackle on the far side.
So a nice job there by the Irish back coming around from the end of the side. Looks like maybe we're getting a few different Osmond players in the ball game now, Troy.
Yeah.
First and 10 for the Irish from the 13 of Osmond here. Clock down to 6:55 to go in the ball game. Two receivers to the left side, one set back in there with Freshel. They'll give it to Lechtenberg. He'll try the middle, and he'll have a yard, maybe two, on the play before it's shut down.
Looks like you got doubles in on the tackle. Alex Vincent, so a couple starters still in there for Osmond. And again, they don't have a whole lot over there on that sideline, but they, with only 16 guys on the field.
Yes. Hard to practice if he gets hurt.
Yes.
Coaches are his practice dummies.
Yes.
Snap it back, quarterback pulls it out of the fullback, keeping it fresh, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Sagan Hart for 11 yards out. Touchdown run by James Freshall. 11-yard touchdown run adds to the Irish lead. Now it should go to 61-28, and it does. Two-point conversion try coming here for the Irish. Nelson will dot the I behind Lechtenberg. That was an eight-play drive for 53 yards for the Irish. Freshall wants to throw. He does. And the catch is made by Will Ewers in the end zone. 63-28, the Irish lead. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hey, volleyball fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Hiawatha Redhawks volleyball squad led by senior Clara Lindstrom. Congratulations on your 34-3 record this far and your top five ranking in the state. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, best of luck in the postseason.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jack Brown Stadium here in Falls City, Nebraska. The score recap brought to you by your Farm Bureau Financial Services. The 6:05 left in the fourth quarter, 11-yard run by your sophomore James Freshall. The two-point conversion was good from Freshall to Ewers. The Irish now lead 63-28.
Ready to boot the ball away at the 6:05 mark is Sagan Hart. Freshall puts the toe to the ball and it's rolling and bounds that to about the 9-yard line. Come out the field with it is Schmidt. Schmidt on the left, reverses, tries to get to the middle to the, across the 20 to about the 23 or 24-yard line.
And a couple freshmen in there now on the special teams is Robert Freshall gets the tackle for the Irish.
Here we go. Whoever the football will be, the Osmond Tigers. Still got their first team offense in there with 5:24 and the clock is winding again. The lead is 35 again. And it'll be Patrick Benson to run around the right side. He tries that sideline. Couldn't quite get the corner. He'll move forward for a little yardage over there on the far side. Start the drive at their own 25-yard line. And they're going to pick up about 3, maybe 4 yards on that play to the right side.
Vaughn Leonard and Carson Sells shoving them out of bounds on the far sideline.
Second down and 6. Split Ryan Schmidt wide to the near left side. Under center, quarterback throws it out to Schmidt on the left side. He makes a man miss. He's on the side. He's at midfield and taken out of bounds at in Sagan Hart territory.
Nelson in on the tackle there, shoving him out of bounds. And been enough for the first down for Osmond.
14-yard pickup through the air for the Tigers. They've thrown it now for 176 yards of the ball game, most of it here in the second half. Split man to the right, one setback. Patrick Vincent drops, being chased, gets away from one man. Now he wants to run it. Bounces off one man into another defender, and he goes down at the 34-yard line.
Vaughn Leonard coming from his defensive end position across the field and making the hit and putting him down.
Gain of 3 on the play. They'll bring up a 2nd-and-7 situation. The clock works towards zeros here with 3:45 to go in the ball game. Shotgun set, split to either side of the field on second down and 7 at the Irish 34-yard line for Osmond. Patrick Vincent back, throws to the far sideline. Nice catch out there. Taken out of bounds on the far side with is Brian Solorzano.
Fresh old shoving him out of bounds on the far sideline.
They needed 7. They got 5 on the play. Pull back over the ball on third down and a couple here. Ryan Schmidt comes wide to the near left side of the field. 1 setback. Fake it. It's an inside handoff coming around from the left side. Making the grab and running to the end zone will be Alex Vincent. Alex Vincent from the 27 to get to the 27. So from the 29-yard line, another Osmond touchdown here in the second half. Now it's 63-34 the score. And a try for the point comes. Xander Brown will hit it at the 10-yard line. 63-34, so Osmond at least feeling better about themselves, getting some points on the board here in the second half. Here's the kick. It's up, and it is good. 63-35, the score goes. The Irish still with a big lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDNC.
Poppy Realty and Management is holding a land auction Thursday, November 18th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, 1417 Stone Street. For sale is 340 acres sold in 2 parcels. 1 parcel is 40 acres, the other is 305. These are extremely productive soils located 7 miles east of Falls City or 1 mile west and 1 mile south of Rulo. You won't find a better property in today's market. Call Brian or Sherry at Poppy Realty and Management for a sales packet with all the details.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jeb Brown Stadium. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. With 2:54 left in the fourth quarter, 29-yard run by Alex Benson, Xander Brown for the PAT makes it 63-35 Irish.
Had a running clock for most of this second half. Now we'll be stopped again with the lead down to 28 here? Something like that? That's what it is.
Got to get my calculator
that's
out.
That's what it is. Trust
okay,
me.
I got you. You're good.
Got them all added up. 63-35, Sagart. Here's the rolling kick. Picked up by Sagart. Back up the field looking for somewhere to go with the football here. I believe it's Dice again. Nope. That time it was 31-21 are giving me fits, Troy.
Yeah, that was Dice, but he kind of fumbled it there at the very end and picked it up.
I was right.
You were right.
Oh, goodness. All right. Sayhart football, first and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Clock stopped at the 2:41 mark of this ball game. And Gulf likes to see his youngsters run the clock out here. Split a man to the left and again straight ahead. Yours. Off the left side.
Lechtenberg,
excuse me, 31. Lechtenberg goes straight ahead.
5-yard gain.
They'll pick up 5 and make it 2nd and 5.
Looks like we got Googles in on the tackle for the Tigers.
Another couple players coming in here. Jack Stice in there along with Clayton Keithley.
Pick up
209, clock moving down here in quarter number 4. First at the top of the hour, this is KTNC, Falls City, and Auburn. A little left-handed quick pass to the end coming around. Lechtenberg made the catch, and he'll have short yardage on the play. They're bringing him 3rd down and about 2. We'll give him 3 yards on what we'll call a pass play. Sayhart's first complete pass of this second half. They didn't run it a lot. Again, the Irish girls will be the number 1 seed in the volleyball sub-district starting Monday of next week. They'll play their first game at home, all their games at home for these subs, and maybe the district if they can win. Here's a toss out intended for Lechtenberg. They missed fire. And let's see who's got it.
I think Osmond has it, but maybe Lechtenberg gathered it back up. He did. Lechtenberg.
He did cover.
Well, we covered by Lechtenberg.
Loss on the play.
Created
a fourth down and six, a loss of four. And now the Irish may or may not go in punt formation with 50 seconds to go in this ball game. They do send Riley Nelson back to punt. Brian Schmidt will drop back for Osmond. The Irish take a delay of game here. Not that it would matter, just run some clock out.
Try and draw them off or just take the delay?
Just take the delay. 5 yards, they can get it, but they're going to punt it away. Nelson, high kick, back spin. It takes a turn to the left. The Irish are chasing it down and finally get it down at around the 19-yard line. So with 21 seconds, Osmond will get one more shot of the ball here. Their own 21 with 21 seconds to go here. Go over the football. Nope, after a timeout. Timeout, Osmond. The 21 seconds ago, we'll take another 30-second break. We'll be back on PTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and
107.1
FM.
Back at Jig Brown Stadium. Final 21 seconds to go in this ball game this Saturday. State Harbor will advance to the playoffs. They'll play next Friday afternoon or evening, depending on where they have to go. It's not likely going to be a short trip, Troy.
Yeah, no.
The reseed is no longer an east-west bracket. Now it's statewide after this opening round here today. So it will be Patrick Vincent in the gun. Three receivers in the pattern. He looks. He throws to the right side, and it goes over the head of a defender, and it's going to go for one more touchdown here for Osmond with 10 seconds to go. Catch completed down the field. And what number is it? Is that 24?
21, it looks like. We don't have a 21.
Well, I'm trying to figure out here who that is. 27. Making the catch, Jackson Vincent. Okay.
Another Vincent?
Apparently. So that goes for 59 yards and a touchdown. It makes our score 63-41. Boy, that was a heck of a game.
Man, yeah.
A lot of scoring. So in to kick the extra point once again, Xander Brown. The kick is up, and no good. Wide to the left. So we get one more kick off. They actually get one more shot of the football here, it looks like, as we return to Jerry Brown Stadium after this 30-second timeout.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jud Brown Stadium. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. With 10 seconds left in the game, 59-yard pass from Patrick Vincent to Jackson Vincent. All right, the PAT failed, 63-41 Irish.
All right, we come back here for the kickoff. Yards passing here in this second, in this last couple of drives. Here's the ball rolling up the field just by one man. Now picked up, headed up the field with Louis Stice over there on the far side. Jack Stice will run it to the left side with 6 seconds to go, where the Irish will have the ball first down at their own 27-yard line.
Hunter Bachman and Noah Janinski shoving them out of bounds.
Assume the Irish will take a knee here, but you never know.
Yeah, they're lining up that way.
In the victory formation, they take the snap, and your final score, Fall City Sacred Heart 63, Osmond 41, 63-41 the final. We'll be back and wrap it up after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business. But you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jud Brown Stadium. Your post-game stats and scoring brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City. Your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep Ram dealer selling new and pre-owned vehicles with certified technicians and a full-service body shop. All right, scoring in the second half here from Jud Brown with 5:46 left in the third, a 2-yard pass from Patrick Vincent to Ryan Schmidt. In play, 63 yards, the PAT failed, 55-14, Irish. Osmond scores again right at the end of the third quarter with no time left on it, 37-yard pass from Patrick Vincent to Alex Vincent, 4 plays, 54 yards. Xander Brown in for the PAT, 55-21. In the fourth quarter, 10:02 left, 40-yard pass from Vincent to Vincent again, connecting on the one play. A 40-yard drive. Brown in for the PAT, 55-28. The Irish answer back on an 11-yard run by James Freshel for 11 yards. 6:05 left in the fourth quarter. Freshel to Ewers for the two-point conversion, make it 63-28. All right, and Osmond scores with 2:54 left in the game. A 29-yard run by Vincent. Brown for the PAT, 63-35. With 10 seconds left in the game on a 59-yard pass from Vincent to Jackson Vincent, PAT failed, 63-41, your final here in Fall City. Again, Fall City Sacred Heart defeats Osmond in the first round of the D1 playoffs, 63-41.
Quite a game. The Irish were up big early in this ball game, and that was the key, 55-0. At 1 point today, and the Irish played nothing but reserves the entire second half, and that certainly was a big key. And then what's the final score, 63-41?
Yeah.
Looks like it might have been competitive, but it wasn't. It was a blowout win for the Irish. All of them finished the year 4-5, and City Heart now has won 8 in a row. They are 8-1 on the season. Numbers for the Irish, they didn't really change after halftime. Jacob Jordan, 8 carries, 73 yards, 3 touchdowns in the first half. Tyre Callen, 6 for 59 and a touchdown. And Evan Keatley, 11 carries, 93 yards, and 2 scores. He caught a pass for 8 yards, and Joe Simon caught one for 18 and a touchdown for Sacred Heart. In the ball game, Patrick Vincent ends up with what looks like a really nice day. 17 carries, 88 yards, and 1 touchdown, Troy, if I've got all the scoring right. He hit 16 of 25 passes for 240 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. All the touchdowns coming in the second half. I believe it's 4 touchdown passes. Is that correct? You can correct me if I'm wrong.
2, 3, 4, yep.
Okay, so 4 of them. And 2 of them caught, help me here, Alex Vinson caught 2 of the touchdown passes, also catching 1 of the touchdown passes. Was it Jackson Vinson?
Yep.
And who was the other
Schmidt.
One?
Schmidt. Ryan Schmidt.
Ryan Schmidt had 1 touchdown, so that was the numbers. City Heart dominant in the first half, was set up 55-0 in the ball game before they let the reserves take over, and 63-41 the final. So the Irish will be in action next Friday somewhere. We'll let you know, hopefully tomorrow sometime, where they're at and when they play, and I'm sure we will be there. Johnson Brock in advance, we'll try to cover them as well. We'll be watching the Auburn Bulldogs tomorrow night. If they beat the Tigers, they're in the playoffs. That game here tomorrow night at Jake Brown Stadium here, right here on KTNC. And we'll see how the playoffs all work out. Missouri High School football playoff action also starting next Friday night. So Troy, the Irish, basically got what they wanted. They got a solid win the first half. You don't worry about numbers against the JV kids, I guess, but you hate to see them give up that many yards, but it is what it is. Auburn's got the long bus ride home now, and the Irish get to practice and watch football weekend.
Yes. Yes,
so,
correct.
All right, that's going to wrap it up here at Jake Brown Stadium. 63-41, City Heart with a win. Johnson Brock advanced today with a 50-6 win, I believe it was, over the Windside Wildcats. So we'll have playoff action for you next week. For Troy Nelson and our city engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon, saying good night, everybody, from Jake Brown Stadium.